living legend, Emo Phillips. Popping up from Pop World, Alex Zane. And their captain, John Locke. And facing them tonight, chat show queen, Trisha Goddard. Funny guy, Justin Morehouse. And their captain, Dave Spikey. Now, welcome your host, Jimmy Carr.
Hello, and welcome to 8 out of 10 Cats, a show about opinion polls, surveys, and statistics. Did you know, for example, there are enough cows in the world to make 7,000 Big Macs for every American? We're going to need more cows. Glaciers cover 11% of the Earth's surface. Sorry, 10%. Sorry, 9%. Goodbye, Stanglia. Eating carrots every day dramatically reduces your chances of having a stroke, unless you're a rabbit. Let's get started. What are you talking about? That's the name of our first round. We've teamed up with a leading polling organisation and they've asked the British nation what stories they've been discussing this week. It's our panellist's job to guess the British public's top five most popular talking points. Sean, Emo, Alex, what have the nation been talking about this week?
Is it the World Cup? About the fact that England aren't in the World Cup anymore. They're lost.
Now, you were there, Sean. We saw you on TV.
I know.
Were you?
Yeah. Maybe Sean would be closer.
Yeah, I took one of the penalties. That's why we lost.
Well, yes.
I scored. You know. Rooney got sent off, and he said he didn't tread on someone's bollocks, which he which he did. It's pathetic, really. He said, I didn't do it deliberately. He's talking about it like there's a bit of grainy CCTV footage. There's 24 high-definition cameras pointing at him, showing him going... I mean, but it's not his fault. The main culprit is Sven, who was a complete charlatan, incompetent, fool, manager, didn't really give a shit what about England, you know, just like the money. In fact, I don't think he should ever be able to set foot on the shores of this country again. He should be kicked up the arse. All the way to Dover, just kick him up the arse all the way to Dover, and then there's no ferries, kick him all the way to Heathrow. I'd bring back hanging, that's what I'd say. Bring back hanging.
John Motson said, we're approaching injury time, we've got 10 men, I wonder what's going through Sven's mind. Fuck knows, none of us know that, do we? It showed a picture of him and he turned to McLaren and then he looked down the bench, and if you could have put a voiceover on the picture, it would be like, who is that young boy on the bench? It's baby Theo. You brought him. Did I really? Back to my word search.
Now, Emo, you're a huge football fan, I sense.
You ever play baseball? Oh, this is cute. Once I beat up the school bully with a baseball bat. Both his arms were completely broken, which is what gave me the courage.
Story. England aren't in the World Cup anymore.
Well, let's see if it's there. Yes, sad news, England are out of the World Cup. But good news, half-price flags! On their return to England, the team were driven through London on an open-top bus under a series of low bridges. Dave Fisher and Justin, what have the nation been talking about?
We've had this heatwave, had an official heatwave, or as one daily paper said, killer heat. Killer heat. But luckily enough, they print these tips and advice inside the papers. Thank God. Because we'd never think of stuff like that, would we?
Drink water.
All those, you know, drink water.
Drink water. Drink,
that's why I'm thirsty. It's something to do with the heat.
These weather warnings, they're stupid, aren't they? Come on, they say today, weather warning. It's hot. Look outside. But then, to be fair, they said it's for the vulnerable people. It's for babies and it's for old people. So I'd like to, if I can, do a weather warning for my nana. Take your fucking coat off. 34 degrees, love.
Why is hot weather such an excuse for such execrable clothes?
Well, not everyone looks crap in a bikini, Tricia.
Sorry, what was that?
So that's when you... Because he was being a moose.
He was being a moose?
No, a moose is like this.
Emo, you're from California. It's always hot there.
Yeah, I go to the beach. You know, I love the sound of the crashing surfers against the rocks.
It's very calming and spiritual.
It is, yeah. But nothing's like... I was off the coast of Florida. on my uncle's boat, and I said to my sister, you gotta go in the ocean, it's wonderful. She said, I told you, I'm having my period. You know, she takes all the fun out of shark fishing.
Right, well, that's your answer. Is it one of the top five? Yes, it is. Yes, this week Britain was as hot as the Caribbean, yeah, and just as chilled out and relaxing. Pensioners have been advised to stay indoors between the hours of 1 and 3, so if you want to go to the post office, that is the best time. Sean, Emo and Alex, what else have the world been talking about this week?
Is it the Geordie woman who recovered from a stroke only to get a Jamaican accent?
It is a brilliant story.
Yeah. I don't think it's a major problem for her. You know, she goes on with life. Every now and again, she goes, bung, bung, diddly, diddly, woo. Apart from that, it hasn't been a major problem.
There might be a woman in Jamaica waking up today going, fucking hell, why I?
It could be a lot worse. She could have an Australian accent. That would be terrible. It's Australia, that rising inflection all the time. Again, I'm going down the shops. I was in Sydney about a year ago and I heard someone actually sneeze with a rising inflection.
Oh, my God.
This guy went, it's you?
I love Australia. Oh. I was there about a couple years ago. I was there, I was watching my career go down the drain in the opposite direction.
We have on our show a lot of the times, so I go up to somebody in the audience who's blonde-haired, blue-eyed, and then they start talking like that, innit, man, you know, wicked. And I said to this guy once, I said, why are you talking like that? I'm black and I'm not bloody talking like that. What the bloody hell are you talking like that for? He was giving his view and said, you know, bring it on, innit.
Is this? Oh, were you saying innit or...?
No, they say innit.
They say innit. Innit.
You could not cut it in the ghetto, Jimmy. I
couldn't cut it in the ghetto?
You could not cut it in the ghetto.
Get out of me face, bitch. OK, well, I can tell you that the Geordie woman with a Jamaican accent isn't in the top five. OK, Dave Steen, what else have the nation been talking about this week?
It might be this North Korean bloke who's in charge of North Korea, Kim Jong-il, and they launched all these missiles, test missiles. Six were successful, but one wasn't. It's like, was it bomb finder? Was it like that last rocket that is just going to go off and it falls over like that and everybody's going, shit, get out of the way!
He's brilliant, the leader. He's got the best propaganda in the world. He's got his press release, he's just the best. It says that in his first ever game of golf, he got 10 holes in one.
Yeah, he's probably crazy golf, isn't it?
Fucking mental.
Yeah. Well, they launched the missiles to get America's attention. And I just think that would be brilliant. If as a child you wanted attention, just launch some missiles. I wish I'd had a bedroom full of missiles. Just go, Mum, 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 no? Mum! Yeah, now, that's right. I want some dinner.
Okay, that's your answer. Is it up there? Yes, yes it is. Fourth most talked about thing this week. What else have the British nation been talking about this week?
I think they've probably been talking about John Prescott's got in trouble again. Apparently, he's been visiting a ranch in America, owned by a billionaire who's interested in turning the Millennium Dome into a casino, and it says it's compromised. And he didn't put it in a register. He didn't say, I went on holiday at this bloke's house. But there's other suggestions of impropriety, although we can't comment until the inquiry has fully cleared him. He said he wanted to go to a ranch. Did you say ranch or ranch?
We say ranch.
He doesn't say it like the rest of them.
He wanted to go to a ranch because he likes cowboy films.
I imagine the poor horse saw him coming and went, oh, for fuck's sake. Do you think he has to go now?
Well, he eats so much meat, at some point in the day, it's got to happen. He looks like he hasn't gone for about 10 years. He's got that complexion of a man who hasn't had a good crap for years. Just meat everywhere. His blood's like pate. He squeezes it round his body like toothpaste.
Shall we have a look and see if Prescott on the casino is one of the top five talking points this week? Yes, it is. Yes, John Prescott has been criticised for his relations with an American casino tycoon. It shouldn't be too hard to sell the idea of gambling to a man who leaves the door open while he shags his secretary on the table of the cabinet office. OK, fingers on buzzers. One more thing to get.
Big Brother. I mean, not that. Do you watch it?
I've just seen bits as a woman who looks really old, but she's got massive tits.
She was on our show first, about 18 months
you
ago.
You must be so proud.
I am.
This was on your show?
Yeah.
Because I saw Leah's first performance. I don't think they can put that out in data.
Weird looking though, isn't she, Leah? She looks like a wax model halfway through a stage of melting.
Do you fancy her?
Yeah, love it. I love that look.
Do you like women with the Zeppelin sort of stuff going on? Do you like all that?
No, I like a woman who's full of helium, though. So yes, in many ways, I do like a Zeppelin-based
woman.
So
you like women naturally?
No, I just like them to hover slightly off the ground.
I think she looks like the result of a sort of a Muppet bus crash. Imagine there was a busload of Muppets and they crashed. And they got out of the wreckage and they got this thing out and then they just pulled all the fur off and there she'd be.
Have you been watching the new Housemates go in?
I was going to watch it, but I had all this sweet corn I had to glue back onto a cob. How long that takes.
Let's have a look and see if Big Brother's there. Yes, indeed it is. Leah was so worried about the abuse she'll get when she leaves the house, she's insisting on going everywhere with two massive bouncers. So at the end of that round, I can tell you that Sean's team have 2 points and Dave's team have 3 points. The next round is called The Poll with a Hole. We've looked through hundreds of surveys, past and present, from around the world and unearthed some fascinating facts. Unfortunately, each statistic is missing one salient piece of information, so it's up to our panellists to fill in the gaps. OK, Sean Steen, 30% of millionaires are worried about what?
Robin Hood and his merry men.
Helping their new wives with their homework.
Is it the admiring glances of Heather McCartney?
you're kind of close with that, in a funny sort of way. It's security related.
Their partner is a security guard.
Tell me the answer. 30% of millionaires are worried about being stalked.
What's that got to do with Heather McCartney?
Stalked.
She's a fucking stalker.
Well, she's only got one leg, but that couldn't call her stalking.
Yes, 30% of millionaires are worried about being stalked. I haven't got a stalker, but I have got a lady who sends me pants in the post. Thanks, Mum. 19% of Brits have been angry with someone who what?
Who has buck teeth and a Portuguese accent.
He's on Deal or No Deal. I'm taking it too seriously. I'm getting a hot feeling from the box. You're 48, you're on the change, it's a flush.
Anger's no good. Anger is no good. You'll notice, Trisha, anger's no good. It's non-productive. You're best off using that energy, twatting them.
What really annoys me is when people discover vegetables that look like someone famous. They send a picture into the paper and they say, you know, this looks a bit like Natasha Kaplinsky, doesn't it, this aubergine? I just want to know what goes through their head when they find the vegetable. They just go, oh, my God!
I'm going to have to give you the answer to this. 19% of Brits have been angry with someone who upset them in a dream. Confucius said, how do you know you're a man dreaming you're a butterfly and not a butterfly dreaming you're a man? How do I know I'm not a butterfly, you daft twat? I drove here. So at the end of that round, it's 3 points for Sean, Emo and Alex and 4 points for Dave, Trisha and Justin. The next round is called Believe It or Not. In this round, I give the panellists a simple statement and all they have to do is decide whether they think it's true or false. Sean, Emo and Alex, let's have a look at a clip to illustrate your statistic.
Right, that's the wallpaper on, or part of the room done. Now, Joe, can I just... I'd love to show you something here. Because lots of people don't realise what else you can do with wallpaper. This dress, this attractive dress what Joe's wearing, that is wallpaper. You can do lots of other things with it too. I do know some people who have wallpapered the television set. This is quite attractive, but the thing to remember there is that you take the plug out before you do anything like this.
Well, that was a DIY show from the 1960s. Your related statistic. Every week, 4,000 Britons are hospitalised through DIY accidents. Is that true or false?
I've never met anyone who's been involved in a DIY accident or even heard a story about someone who's been involved in a DIY accident.
Yeah, but you move in the right circles to hear the DIY stories.
I've built stuff.
Yeah?
What have you built?
Nothing.
God help the woman who marries you.
Why?
Because you don't... What do you do, then?
I'm an attractive prospect, Tricia.
Are you good around the house, Emo?
No, my light bulb burns out. I sell the house and move.
I bet Dave does DIY. You look kind of a
no,
DIY.
No, I don't, and I think that's probably... It's, you know, people do get hospitalised because we just... men are generally shit at DIY. The ones who are good at DIY do it for a living, basically.
Why are men on this planet? If
all
you
right,
cannot
Tricia,
put out the rubbish
okay,
into DIY...
OK.
Why are you here?
Bridges, roads, hospitals, everything you can think of that's ever been invented...
Western civilization, in yes. short.
But Sean, if we don't give you a little bit of how's your father, never mind about building.
How's your father? How is it way back there in the 50s?
I tried to be polite on the television. All right.
Have you seen your show?
Never mind building civilizations. You can't last 2 days without a bit of sex.
Listen, you shelf hooer. You're putting out... Is your house just covered in shelves? Your husband's going, it's brilliant. Every time I put one out,
no,
she puts up.
He can't do a bit of deal.
Can he?
Yeah.
I bet his shed's fantastic.
His shed is great.
He's got an amazing shed in the garden.
Yeah.
With a combination lock on there, a drawbridge, everything. I'm in the shed, he's got a gun turret. Oh! I'm in the shed! Yeah, just stop!
Okay, so every week, 4,000 Brits are hospitalised through DIY accidents. Is that true or false?
I think it's an absolute scandal, that statement. It's foul calumny. It's absolute nonsense. Poppycock. Absolute balderdash.
What are you saying? Just give me an answer.
No.
You're saying no. You're saying it's false.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying it's false.
I can tell you that the answer is, in fact, true.
Yeah. Oh.
4,000 Brits are hospitalised each week through DIY accidents. I once had a serious DIY accident. The phone rang while I was using a nail gun. OK, Dave, Tricia and Justin, let's have a look at a clip to illustrate your statistic.
What the hell?
I'll take care of this. Look, buddy, I don't know who you are, but I'm gonna kick your ass! What are you doing with my wife?
What? I'm not your wife, mister!
Shut up, Anna. Look, that's it, man.
The best episode of Lovejoy ever. Here is your related statistic. 64% of men believe they have a higher pain threshold than women. Is that true or false?
You don't get colds, do you? You get the flu.
Yeah, well, that's not pain, is it? Pain's like getting your dick caught in your flies. That's real pain.
No, real pain is giving birth. It's like, as Diana Ross once told me, it's like shit in a fridge.
I read in Cosmopolitan, I've seen some doctors' surgery, it said the thing, the most painful thing that a woman can have done is have the nipples clamped. And I thought, well, no, having them towed away has got to be worse. But I think, actually, having said all that, women do have a higher pain threshold because they go through all sorts of stuff just to feel and look good. It is all painful stuff you put yourself through just to attract, well, just to look good and feel good. And for us, it
you were
really...
going to say attract men,
well,
weren't you?
In
you
a way, say... yeah, in a way. But I mean, there's a bloke in Lee this week got arrested for shagging a frozen turkey. So, you know what I mean? It's like.
So we're wasting our time. Is
well,
that what
you
you're
know.
Saying?
Trisha, you're in a really bad mood tonight, aren't you?
Well,
just questioning everything.
Because I'm the only girl here. No, I'm not. Alex is the other girl.
Do you have a pop at our little Alex?
No, Alex is more of a girl than I am. He's all sweet.
Why would you say I was a girl?
But you're sort of all, you know, oh, I can't do it.
Is that your impression of me?
You're sort of...
Are you sitting there doing an impression of me? Are you sitting there doing a...
No, you're all sort of delicate.
I can be fairly rugged.
Go on, then.
Go ahead.
Go on.
That's some ruggedness. Yeah,
yeah. Let's see rugged.
So, anyway, I was watching the football.
But.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can pull it off.
Really? Yeah, just push me. Just a push.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Oh, my hero.
Shut up, Trisha! I've said that so many times to the TV, it felt totally different in person.
Percent of men believe they have a higher pain threshold than women. Is that true or false? What do you think?
I think it must be true. Yeah. Do you think it's true?
Oh, well, we're three truths here. Three truths.
True.
Three
truths.
I can tell you the answer is false. Only 27% of men believe they have a higher pain threshold than women. So at the end of that round, it's 3 points for Sean's team and 4 points for Dave's team. And the winner is the name of our final round. I'm going to give the teams a series of opinion polls and it's up to them to buzz in and tell me who or what they think came top. Here is your first one. Most annoying thing about restaurants.
I went to a restaurant and the waitress was on crutches. And she brought the bread rolls in her mouth. Just going to go and get the soup.
I was in a restaurant and I dropped a fork on the floor and they gave me a new fork. So I dropped the napkin just to test it out and they give me a new napkin. So I pushed my ex-wife out of her chair.
I'll give you a clue. It's service-related.
Is it losing the ability to say the word bill when you enter? Because at the end of the meal, nobody can say, excuse me, can I have the... You have to say, excuse me, can I have the...
Unless you're in Spain. No, Spanish for the bill is la cuenta. Yeah? Not as I did when I went over, studied my phrase bit, and asked for la queso, which is cheese. And he's like, queso, everybody? I go, yeah, pay for everybody. Queso. Queso around. Queso. Queso. Dump. For fuck's sake.
I'm going to have to tell you. The most annoying thing about restaurants is having to wait ages to get your food. That's why I always phone ahead with my order. Yes, I'll have the filet of fish, please. OK. Worst place to cry.
Is it from your ears?
I imagine a bad place to cry would be a photo me booth. You get your passport photos done. And every time you went to a country, you had to go...
OK, worst place to cry?
Antarctica. Oh! Oh!
Well, job interview.
Correct answer, Justin Moore. Yeah, the worst place to cry is at a job interview. That's according to the survey, but in my experience, it is definitely during sex. Especially if the sex is during a job interview. Right, that sound tells me it's the end of the round and the end of the show, which means the final scores are Sean, Emo and Alex have 3 points, Dave, Trisha and Justin are our winners. They have 6 points. Thanks to all our panellists, our wonderful studio audience and to all of you for watching at home. That's it from us. Good night. Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and that was an old clip of me. That happened in the past when I was funny. I'm still funny now. Come and see me live on tour. Join in. IRL. Yeah, kids.